Hello, Pisces Master. It's Josely Walter with a toy cast. This podcast is on a doll that came out about the year 2000, apparently, but I just discovered it. I found it on eBay. It's called My Dream Baby. It's by MGA Entertainment. And I can't find it in stores anywhere, but it can be found on eBay. This doll is about 20 inches long when it's fully stretched out. I'd say 5 pounds at the most. With the batteries, it's kind of heavy. But the nice thing about this doll, the neat thing is, it grows through 4 different stages. It doesn't grow physically, but it does grow cognitively, emotionally. It starts out where it's not talking, walking, crawling, doing anything but crying and wanting to be fed and have his diaper changed. And if you bounce it, it's happy, and you know. But other than that, it really isn't very interactive. And then it goes through a stage where it's crawling, recognizes its name, and it's wanting to eat solid food. It plays peekaboo with you. And then it goes through a third stage where it's still crawling, but it recognizes what you feed it. It's starting to say its ABCs and count. And it's, you know, that's pretty cute. The battery cover just fell off of its foot. The fourth stage, it's walking, and it actually does walk and crawl, and it knows how to count, knows how to say its ABCs, it's talking, pretty much fully developed into a toddler, a preschooler. It doesn't need diaper changes anymore. Starting for the third stage, actually, it doesn't. But doesn't use potty either. It doesn't say it has to go potty or anything. It just doesn't, you know, it doesn't react when you change it. So that's pretty much what it goes through, the stages, and I'm going to demonstrate them. First of all, I'm going to demonstrate putting in the batteries because it's kind of different. The way you do this, it requires 3 C cell batteries and 1 9 volt battery. And the C cell batteries go in its back, actually more by its rear end, and the 9 volt goes in its foot. And the C batteries go in kind of different. There's a ribbon, the kind of ribbon that, you know, you put down across the bottom of the battery compartment so that it will, you know, you can pull them out easier when it's time to change batteries. There are springs that go toward the flat end of the battery, so it's easy for a blind person to put the batteries in, you know, if you're a blind parent or older kid that's allowed to do that. You put the 2 batteries in each end first, and then the one in the middle, because for some reason if you try to do them in order from left to right or right to left, it doesn't work. They just won't go in properly, and I don't know why that is. It's just built that way, I guess. And you put the battery cover on. It's one of those screw-on covers. You just slide it on. Come on, get in there. Pardon the occasional meowing. My cat's out here, and she likes to chime into podcasts, of course. putting the batteries in this. Also, one of the things about this doll, as far as batteries go, it does suck up batteries. We go through about a set a week, maybe a week and a half. So if you can afford the rechargeables, I would suggest using them, because it's going to save you in the long run if your child plays with this a lot. Now I have put the batteries in the back, and now I'm lifting up the baby's foot to put the battery 9-volt in, and it takes your standard 9-volt, has your usual plug-in, positive, negative 9-volt plug-in. Snap these in here. And with almost all 9-volt connections, it's a pain in the butt to put on. Come on! This doll also, while I'm trying to put this battery on, this doll also does best in, because it recognizes voice commands, it does best in a quiet area. The quieter the room, the better it hears you. My friends and I joke around that it's deaf, because sometimes when I'm out in the living room or whatever, and they're watching TV or something, it either doesn't hear me, or it misinterprets what I say, or it's kind of funny, so. But that can also be very frustrating for a younger child who, you know, doesn't understand that it's not anything they're doing wrong with the doll, it's just that it needs a quiet room. And if you don't give it a quiet room, it's not going to respond as well as it should. I've just put the batteries in the foot. One of the screws in this thing's foot have gotten stripped already. Not, unfortunately, what you'd call one of the best made, most durable products in the world at some points. But at the same time, it's better than some I've seen. It hasn't fallen apart where it really counts. After a while, you may have to tape up the foot. Just to tape the battery compartment on. I'm still trying to get this screw to go in here. Some of these screws on the foot are hit and miss. A little frustration for parents there. But once you get it in, it does hold very well. Come on, get in there. Here we go. Come on. There we go. One screw in. Now let's see if this other one's stripped or if it's just being difficult. I think it's just being difficult, actually. Oh no, it might be stripped. Oh no. Oh dear. What are you doing? You little troublemaker. Kitty just came. She's dashing through here like her face is on fire. She likes to do that. Typical cat. You know, I think this is just aimed wrong. I'll bet you that's the problem. Let me pause this recording and check this out. I think it's possible this is just aimed wrong. Okay, it looks like it is stripped, but it's not in any danger of coming out. And the other two screws are holding it on just fine, so it shouldn't be a problem. Alright, I've got the batteries in, and now, if all goes well, I'm going to set the particular programming settings that you need to set for this baby. You need to set the date, the time, the your child's birth date and several other settings. And it's pretty self-explanatory. Once you turn it on, it'll guide you through everything. But before we do that, I better explain the buttons on this baby. Most of the buttons are on its back. There's one on its belly, which is a little circular button, which is a tickle button. If you press it, it tickles the baby. On the front also, there's like a hole where the sensor in the baby's diaper goes. It tells it it's wearing a diaper. On the back of the baby, if you are holding the baby face down with the head facing toward you, there is a switch up at the top in the middle, right between the baby's, where it would be the shoulder blades, and that's the on-off switch. Right below that is another sensor spot, which is where you plug her shirt in, tells her she's wearing clothes. Right below that is a long rectangular button, which is the back sensor, which when the doll is in newborn mode, it burps her. Otherwise, if she's in the older modes, it just makes her giggle or talk. On the left shoulder, there are two buttons. One is a recessed button. It's very small. That's a reset button. The one just below it is the crawl and walk button if you want your baby to crawl or walk when it hasn't asked to do so. You put it in position and push that button and it'll crawl or walk. On the baby's right shoulder, there are two buttons and they're in a row, vertically, right one right below the other. These are the A and B buttons, and it's going to refer to those when we're programming. The A button is the top button, the B bottom is the bottom button. And one other little point of interest is the microphone, which is on the baby's right where its heart would be, actually, and it's actually a heart-shaped microphone. The outfit the baby comes with has a hole in it for the mic, so it sticks out. You can make clothing for this doll. I have. Just make sure you cut a hole in the chest area for the mic. Works out pretty good. I took the clothing sensor off of its original outfit. Actually, it was coming off, so I just pulled it off the rest of the way. Okay, now I'm going to turn the baby on, and because I left the batteries out, it should have reset itself completely. If not, I'm going to reset it. This is what happens when you turn it on.
We are going to reset the date and time only. Programming current 8.
Well, it looks like I need to reset it. Okay. Hold down the reset and A and B buttons, and now it's wigging out on me. Don't do that. Okay, I don't know why it's doing this, but it's slowly moving around a little bit, and it doesn't like being reset, apparently. Come on, it's being difficult. These things do happen occasionally. Gotta love technology. Why are you doing this?
We are going to set the correct date and
there
time,
we go.
Your child's birthday, and holidays. Programming, Monk. Press button A to go forward. B to select.
And
January, February, March. Programming, 8. Press button A to go forward. B to select.
And I'm doing what it says,
one,
pressing the A
two,
button.
3, 4, 5, 6,
and the B button.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Programming, year. Press button A to go forward. B to select.
And I said this was made in 2000 because that's where it starts.
2000. 2001. 2002. 2003. 2004. 2005. 2006. 2007. 2008. 2009. Programming hour. Press button A to go forward. B to select. 12. Programming minute. Press button A to go forward. B to select. O. 1. Programming AM or PM. Press button A to go forward. B to select. Press button A to go forward. B to select.
So I accidentally pushed the A button. Or the B button.
The current date is March 23, 2009. 12. O. 1. AM. Programming, your child's birthday. Programming, note.
I'm
going to
give it
A to go forward. B to select.
Fake birthday here.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July. Programming, 8. Press button A to go forward. B to select. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. Programming, year. Press button A to go forward. B to select. 1990, 1991. 1992, 1993, 1994, 1995, 1996. Your child's birthday is July 25, 1996. Please select holidays from the following choices. Easter, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas. Select as many holidays as you wish. Press button A to go forward. B to select. Easter, Easter. Halloween, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas, Christmas. Easter, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Programming, name. Press button A.
Now this you have to speak into the doll's microphone.
What is my name?
Becky.
Repeat.
Becky.
Programming is all done. Thank you.
And now the child, the doll, is at the infant stage. I'm going to turn it off and put the diaper on it and everything. Get it dressed. You can switch stages manually or just let it grow on its own. And I'm going to, for the sake of this demonstration, be switching the stages manually. Right now I'm putting on its clothes. The initiating, you know, the training and everything is the most frustrating part of it, I think, because there are the potential for screw-ups, plus it's a pretty long, you know, fairly tedious process, but the, as far as the child's birthday, the doll's name, the holidays, those all get saved between battery changes. Unfortunately, the date and time do not. And I had to change mine for daylight savings time. Because I'm strange that way, and I wanted it changed. It does, as a toddler, recognize things, recognize holidays, and your child's birthday. It comments on them. And on the days leading up to your child's birthday and holidays and things like that, it does comment on on those. Putting the shirt on, I put the sensor on first. Now, you'll just put it on with the shirt because it comes with the sensor attached to the shirt, but like I said, I kind of broke mine. But that happens. I think this is a really good toy for a blind child or even a sighted child with a blind parent because there's no settings that you have to see to set. It's all verbal. The buttons are all very easy to find. The manual you can get online in a PDF format, and I'll put it up along with the podcast if they allow me to do that, I'm not sure. Otherwise, people can email me and I'll send you the manual, no problem. I've converted it to text. It's still, it's so-so, but it'll do. If you listen to it along with this podcast, you'll be able to understand what it's talking about, and that'll hopefully help. I'm getting the baby dressed here still. Like I said, that one point of frustration I can see for a small child is the batteries running out so quickly. Going through batteries very quickly. And, you know, some dolls do, some dolls don't. This one does. I have another one made by the same company that I'm going to do a podcast on eventually. And it doesn't. I think I changed batteries once in 6 months. I think it was at 6 months, believe it or not. It took about that long to go through the batteries, which was pretty good. Okay, I have the diaper and shirt on it. And I'm going to turn the baby back on. And it's going to start out at an infant stage, and really all it's going to do is it's not going to talk, it's going to cry, and you can tell different, you know, what it wants by the way it cries. Also, if you bounce it up and down, it'll giggle, and, you know, it'll only drink out of a milk bottle. It comes with a milk bottle, a spoon, 3 spoons actually, a dish with 3 different kinds of pretend food in it, a brush, a juice box, a teddy bear, a baby carrier, kind of a sling type deal, a blanket, and 2 outfits. Right now it's just wearing its diaper and shirt. I'm going to turn the baby on here. I have the milk bottle in my hand. And it's just gonna babble at me. I'm gonna bounce it on my knee here. See if I can get it to giggle. Well, it's fussing because it wants its diaper changed. And the sensor on mine is so that... I just realized I bounced it. The sensor on the diaper, actually, if you just kind of push on it, it thinks it's been changed, so it... That's kind of quick for a kid, so it doesn't run out of time before, you know, you get the diaper off and back on. That means it wants its diaper changed, and it's been changed. What are you doing? Sit there. Oh, hush. It's very sensitive, unfortunately. If you don't change it, it'll go to sleep, like it just did. I just woke it back up again by picking it up. Its mouth moves when it talks or when it sucks on its bottle. I'm gonna go ahead and give it a bottle. Now, one of the problems with this is there are contacts on the top of the mouth. You can feel them, But you have to line the contacts on the bottle, which you can also feel, but you have to line them up with the ones in the mouth, and that can be a bit of frustration for a small child. But once you do, there's the cry for food. Even I have trouble getting the contacts lined up sometimes, but now it's eating. I think when you burp it, you're supposed to just push the button on the back, but I have to push the button on the back and bounce mine. Otherwise, she won't realize she's been burped. Let's see if she's done. Yep, she wants to be burped. Push the button on the back and bounce her. And burped. And she burped. And giggled because I bounced her. And if you push the button on her back now, she'll just giggle at you. And I just tickled her. Now, I'm going to switch her to the next stage by turning her off, pressing the crawl, walk, that's what it calls it, the crawl slash walk button on the back of the baby, and the tickle button at the same time. It just beeped, and then I'll push the A button to go through cycles.
One, two.
And the B button. And now it's at the second stage of growth, where it's starting to talk more.
Peek-a-boo.
And say peek-a-boo at me. The light must be on up there. But she can crawl now. I'm
going
to put her, I just had a diaper and shirt on her, but I'm going to put her, the other part of her baby outfit on, which is a little overall with little heart-shaped patches on the knees, which is actually kind of cute. It does come with cute outfits. The shirt has a hole in it for the microphone, like I said before. And, pick her up. Put this out. No! You'll get over it. This diaper sensor really is sensitive. I don't know if it's like that on all of them or if I just got a quirky doll. When it gets older, if you don't satisfy its needs, it also goes back to sleep. I guess that's just in case your kid, you know, gets bored and walks away from it. It doesn't sit there and cry forever. It has a light sensor and it's, like near its eyes, I guess. There we go. Now I put her outfit on. Now, at this stage, it does recognize its name, and now it's hungry. So I'm going to grab a spoon of food. I don't know why it just said no at me, but it did. I'm going to give it a spoonful of peaches. Or not. This is what can be frustrating for a small child, is that if you don't act fast enough, the baby will just go to sleep.
All better.
And it says all better when it's older and you change it.
All better.
This is the part of it that I don't like, that can be very frustrating for a small child. If you don't act fast enough, you know, it's gonna go to sleep on you. Now I'm gonna try to feed it. There we go. I've gotten pretty good at getting the contacts in, but even I still have trouble.
I'm thirsty, Mama.
Now it's thirsty.
Thirsty, Mama.
Give it a bottle. It does know if you're giving it food or a bottle at this stage, but it doesn't know what the food is.
More, Mama.
And at this stage, you don't have to burp it either. It's kind of older, so you don't have to do that.
Okay.
It gets hungry and thirsty a lot. Because it can, I guess. Now I'm going to show you how to put it to sleep.
Oh, Becky.
Becky. Becky.
Mama.
Go to sleep.
Becky.
That's all it takes. It doesn't know if you actually covered it up or not. I'm going to wake her back up. And I'm going to get her to crawl. So I'm going to bend her legs and arms into a crawling position. Put her down on the floor. Push the crawl button on her left shoulder.
Crawl, Mama.
And
look,
off
look,
she goes.
I'm crawling now. Look, I'm crawling now.
She doesn't go very far.
Mama.
But she goes far enough.
See, Mama.
Pretty far. Only about a foot. And then she wants up. And she'll go back to sleep. Now I'm going to switch her to the third stage, which is a toddler 3 stage. She doesn't need to be changed anymore. Things like that. Sing.
Sing, sing. Itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout. Down came rain and washed the spider out. Up came sun and dried all the rain. And the itsy bitsy spider went up the spout again. Sing again?
No. At this stage, she plays patty cake and peekaboo. She's still crawling, and she asks you if you want her to sing, play, or crawl. Now, if you don't have her clothes on when you wake her up, she will do the following.
Hi, Mommy. Get dressed now, Mommy.
She says, get dressed now, and I'll plug the... She still doesn't talk very well, but she does pretty good. She's doing better. She randomly counts, does things like that. She now recognizes her food. Like, I'm going to give her a spoonful of spaghetti.
More spaghetti.
And she wants more. There it goes. She recognizes her milk bottle and her juice box. She comes with spaghetti, peaches, and peas, and she recognizes all three. The spoons actually have a little bit of the, you know, play food on them, so you can tell the difference yourself without having to see it. Give her her juice box. It's a plastic juice box, but it looks like a little juice box with a straw hanging out of it. It's kind of cute.
More food, Mommy. More food, Mommy.
And at this stage, she can also crawl. putting her back in the crawling position. Down here.
Come, Mommy. Mommy.
Off she goes.
Mommy.
Now for the walking part of this, I'm going to have to move us to the kitchen because she can only walk on the hard surfaces. But she can crawl okay on carpet. Taken off.
I'm tired.
Put her on her back.
Night, Mommy.
And she's asleep. I'm going to turn her off. And I'm going to pause the recording. Put her into her toddler outfit because it's easier for her to walk in that. And then I'm going to start this recording back up in the kitchen. Okay, we're back and we're in the kitchen. Well, we're sitting in the doorway of the kitchen. Because my kitchen has a hardwood floor. Actually, I think it's tile, but it looks like hardwood. I'm not sure what it is. Anyway, it's a hard floor. And I brought the little diaper bag over here with everything in it. And I already set the doll to the fourth stage. Put it into its toddler outfit, which makes it easier for it to walk. It consists of a pair of little stretch pants, a skirt, her shirt, and a little jacket. I'm going to turn her on. This is the final stage of growth for the doll. And she doesn't want to wake up. Oh dear. Love technical problems.
Hi, Mommy. Can you not do the thing? Or
learn.
Let's count now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do you want to do it again?
No. You can see at this stage she knows how to count. Instead of sing, play, or crawl, she asks if you want her to sing, play, or learn. She also knows when you're brushing her hair at this stage. And, she doesn't want to pay attention at the moment, though.
I love when you brush my hair, Mommy.
She knows what you're feeding her. And, all that. And she can also walk. Now, I found that she really doesn't walk well on carpet, and she has to have her shoes on, which she comes with shoes, and you stand her up, have her hands, you know, in the positions to her sides. They're kind of to her side, but kind of out in front. They're not in the crawling position.
Play or learn?
Play.
What did you say? Do you want me to sing, play, or learn?
Play.
Play patty cake. Patty cake, patty cake. Baker's man. Bake me a cake as fast as you can. Roll it and
pat it. I have her standing up while she's doing this.
And mark it with a B. And put it in the oven for baby and me. Do you want to do it again?
No. Now, I'm going to go ahead and have her walk. She may say, teach me to walk, or she may just walk on her own. Either way, she'll walk. She wants you to hold her hand when you're teaching her, though.
Teach me to walk, Mommy. Don't let go of my hand, Mommy. Don't let go of my hand,
But she is
Mommy.
Walking just fine on her own. I'm
Don't
not actually holding
on
to her hand.
Mommy.
She
Mommy, I'm tired.
And I just picked her up. Now I'm going to pause it and get her to... You have to do that about 5 times, and then she'll start walking on her own. So I'm going to pause it. Okay, I'm back. I got her to where she can walk confidently now, and this is what she does when she's more confident about walking. Off she goes, across the kitchen floor.
Walking is fun. I'm a big girl now. Mommy, watch me. I can walk, Mommy. I love to walk. I love to walk. I love to walk. Pick me up, Mommy. Pick me up, Mommy.
And then you pick her up, and she's happy.
And you sit her down
on the floor. I touched the sensor on her back. I'm going to see if she'll ask for food. She did it while I had the recorder off. She actually asked for spaghetti. She'll play peekaboo.
I'm hungry, Mommy.
Now, she didn't ask for anything specific, but I'm going to give her.
I'm hungry, Mommy. I'm hungry, Mommy. More spaghetti. More spaghetti. More spaghetti.
Here's me having trouble getting the contacts in. Give her some more food. Different kind, though. Come on.
More, please. More, please. More, please. I'm done, Mommy. I like
Now, at this stage, she doesn't recognize her baby bottle anymore. She doesn't want her baby bottle anymore, so she won't recognize it.
I'm done, Mommy. I like
it. She does recognize her juice box.
More juice, please.
That's about the only time she says please. Okay, and that's her eating. I'm gonna lay her down. Becky.
Hi, Mommy.
Nap time.
Tired. I go to sleep now. Night.
And she's asleep. I'm gonna switch her off to save batteries. There we go. That you can pick her up easier. She actually doesn't... I mentioned having a diaper bag for her. She doesn't come with it. I just happen to have one. Use that to keep all her stuff together. And, I got this doll on eBay. I got it... It retails for about $100. But... If you get a good deal and you look for one that's brand new in its box and all that, you know, you'll get a doll that works. And I only paid $40. About $40, including shipping. That was. So if you look for a good deal on eBay, you can usually get one. And that is the end of my podcast. The doll again is called My Dream Baby, and it's made by MGA Entertainment. If you guys have any questions, let me know. My email address is jowya79@andreelouis.com.